crossfades. The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording. With Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
The Daily Talk Show, episode 252.
Hey, Jan.
It's the first day back in the office.
Yeah, working week. The working week has started for us. Short week, though. So it's a nice, gentle ease into the year.
Feels like Tuesday.
What day is it? It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're ahead.
It's the 2nd of January.
It's a good time to be just out of the city at this time.
What do you mean, out of the city?
Just get out. Just go down the coast. Or like, okay, people are got about 2% effort level. Mm-hmm. I went to the bank before. You were waiting in the waiting area.
Sitting there. I felt like that seemed a little bit dodgy.
Nah. I mean, you're in a bank. Yeah. You've got no gun on you. There's nothing dodgy about it.
No, but there's – you had your hat backwards and you were at the teller and then you snorted. You did like a pig sound. Why did you do that?
Because I looked over and I went – to see if you –
why?
I wanted to see if I could get your attention because I was bored because the dude who was serving me was like come, can I help you? And he comes over and he's sort of answering my questions, but he's doing something. He's not engaged. He's just fucking – writing stuff on a piece of paper, putting in some numbers. He's either trying to catch up on something or just didn't care that I was there.
You're closing a bank account?
Yeah.
Old business?
Easier than I thought.
Really?
The trick is to, when you open these things, put on there that anyone who has access to the account can close it.
Sure.
Because that way you don't need to have two people meeting to, you know, finish it up. But yeah, so... No, it's a good time of the year. I was just saying to you earlier, I want to book in a trip, and this is — I don't usually do this, but for the end of the year.
Yeah.
Which I get to the end of the year, I'm like, what are we doing for New Year's? What are we doing for summer?
What was the furthest out you've ever booked something?
Probably 7 months Europe, which was a big trip. It was four and a half.
Was this the honeymoon?
This was the honeymoon, yeah. We'd booked the honeymoon before the wedding. So we went the opposite way. But you're spending $4,000 before you've even touched down on the ground on flights and, you know,
just thinking about it, I didn't think I'd ever had an example like that. But with this Europe and US trip that Bree and I did, because I did the whole first class experience with Singapore, and I booked them the maximum amount of dates, which must have been like 11 months out.
I've looked for flights further and it's like, we don't do it. I wonder
if that's a restriction of their – wonder why they do that.
Yeah, because I'm sure they'd make money if they were taking people's bookings for 2020.
So
I mean, we want to buy our flights to World Expo.
Yeah, in Dubai.
We should see if we can get that pretty soon so we can have something to talk about.
I thought that given – I mean, we're 252 episodes in, but you'd think by then maybe we would have a sort of a presence.
What do you mean? What are you saying? I don't have a presence?
No, like as in maybe enough of that Emirates – say, oh, you know, you guys will we'll give you a ticket or something. No?
Why don't we just formulate an email that we send off to all of the somehow to all of the airlines and make it out like we have a presence?
Yeah,
and maybe it could come from Russ Keyes, our executive producer.
I actually have a mate who he's a hustler and he's on radio. And he actually created a media kit that he sent to me and he asked me to send it on to Holden because I had a contact at Holden and he was basically wanting a free car.
Was he saying, hey, can you say this has come from – what would your in be? Like even if you know somebody, you've got to send them
– well, because I was
– give a bit of a spiel.
Well, because they must have felt because – my mate must have felt because – Holden thought that I was an influencer enough to send Bree and I to the Yarra Valley. Do you remember that?
Yeah, what was that? I can't even remember. I remember you going and I remember you crashing a drone and the trip cost you more more than you needed.
It was a disaster.
You had to replace a fucking whole drone.
No, it was because – what was it? So Melbourne Geek, it was through my blog that I used to have, which – and I said to them because I'm on all these media lists.
Yeah.
And I wrote back to them and said, hey, I haven't updated this in years, and they said, "Oh, that's okay. Like, what about your Instagram? Like, would you post on social?"
We'll take anything.
It's like, okay, I guess so. So yeah, they
since
paid.
Shut down. That was the worst deal.
Exactly. They shut. Yeah, closing down sale for Instagram.
I mean, I would like to. I want to this year create some videos documenting some sort of process, mm-hmm. some, me trying something. So there could be one where it is what trying I don't, to get a brand I don't deal. Want to feel like I'm ever pulling people's leg, like you're legit giving yeah. no value. But you could try doing a press kit that sort of you're like, I'm just trying it. And send it out to multiple people, and you sort of you're revealing the strategy yeah. of how you can come buy something for free.
Like Pom Wonderful presents the greatest movie ever sold, which was by Morgan Spurlock.
That was great.
So for $1 million, I think he gave naming rights to the film.
Yeah. I love those clever ideas. It's yeah. like the T-shirt guy.
Yeah, so Jason Zook.
Yeah.
I wear your shirt and he made $1 million from the iwearyourshirt.com.
It's brilliant.
That's amazing. I didn't realize he's got
$1 million for himself.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I remember there was a guy who also he was selling basically like ads on his website, and he was selling every pixel for $1 or something. And it's so creative. the whole website was filled.
Yeah.
And so many people tried to do it afterwards, but it wasn't necessarily.
Yeah, what makes it work? I love your idea with the Seth Godin book that you're handwriting and selling for charity. It's
a pain in the ass.
A pain in the ass for you, but yeah. I think most ideas can sometimes. Yeah, yeah. They require effort, and effort can sometimes be a pain in the ass. But that's interesting. The guy that he was basically getting scammed by an online scammer and goes through this whole process. Fast forward to the end, ruin it for you if you plan.
Is this
on
Reply All?
No, he's got this simply some sort of green power. It's got this weird name for his YouTube channel, okay. But he's just this kind of interesting dude who knows how
you
to make
sort
videos.
Of like, he's can like you describe
tall,
what you
he looks
were just
like a bit
doing?
Tall. I was kind of like waddling. It almost be like if you're a bit lanky, you might just sort of have a bit of a wobble to you.
Sure.
And he's a bit nerdy, but he's just I like his style of presenting.
And he scammed a scammer. Was that the idea?
Well, he was trying to work out what this. He was leading a scammer on, okay. And then ends up. Asking this guy what he wants, and then he gets the scammer working for him and sends him over a camera, and the guy starts taking photos. They create this book, they publish the book, they sell the book online by dear grace of God, the book's called, I think, and they made a fuckload of money.
That's so
and
funny.
He ends up going overseas to meet the scammer, and the scammer helps his village because all he wanted was money for his village. And so he's built these water things over there. But it's like an idea revolves. It can start really small, and it's not like you have the end.
Could you be the 7-Eleven guy?
Well, I am.
But what about if you actually said to 7-Eleven,
yeah.
said, hey, guys, I did the video content.
Yeah, I took you down, but...
I want to be your spokesperson. I'll only drink 7-Eleven coffee.
For the rest of my life. And that's a big fucking call.
What about for a year?
What's a I guess year's assign it to a lease. It's a lease. You're leasing my
bowels.
You're leasing my stomach. You're leasing my
just brainstorming what would be
I like
something.
That. I nearly did it with the O-bike stuff behind the scenes when I made that.
But you felt a bit off, like you were sort of
well, I
not
was very
it.
Adamant that I was not doing anything that they suggested and that I would only – because what they suggested was cringe.
Yeah. And well, they wanted to do some sort of promo video within it, with you in it.
Yeah.
And you sort of came back and said, how about you give me 15 grand yes. and I go around Australia for like a few days.
Yeah. And the idea like was bringing actually introducing O-Bike to Australia because you just fucking rocked up and we're all a bit pissed off. Mm. You need to introduce yourself. So it was O-Bike meet Australia. Australia meet O-Bike and take this O-Bike around Australia. Anyway, they've folded in Australia.
Have they actually folded?
Gone.
Is there no O-Bikes?
Other than the ones that are trashed. I saw one.
Really?
I saw one yesterday. It was just absolutely ruined. There might be still some sneaking around. Someone said to me over the weekend, did you take one? Have you got one? I said, no.
I wonder if it would be something that would stay like in our office, if we was to able to actually hang it, whether it would be something we would want to keep.
They're heavy, and I did think that. Mm-hmm. I also thought about putting one in, like a like a fossil is in that sort of
in a glue.
Yeah, it's like it looks like resin. Yeah, so it's like one hanging.
I've never
from the
said
ceiling.
Resin.
Yeah, but too much effort. But I like the 7-Eleven one guy. I've probably got a bit of at least a bit of pull from the attention I got from that one. But yeah, I mean, this is how good ideas start by just throwing shit out there.
So you were saying about thinking ahead. Mm. You didn't actually say what you were going to do. So what's the idea?
Yeah, booking a holiday that sort of people can get on board, my friends. Because think about it. You go, who's around? What are we doing? And if you're the person that has the beach house for the summer because you booked it a year in advance, so come down here or don't. We're just here. And so, yeah, I've been thinking a lot about actually being prepared, thinking ahead, because it probably could give us some comfort in this time of year where it's great. Like, we could.
So, what you're looking at is what, 12 months from now, or what, just Christmas or something?
Yeah, so basically, Christmas up until the end of this week. Mm-hmm. So, booking a house within a year advance. So I'm taking basically who wants a room.
So would you really do it? Like,
it'd be friends. I think I'd be selective. It would sound wanky.
How many people would you need?
No, I don't. I think you'd just get it for yourselves to then say who's around. Okay. If someone, like it could be last minute.
Have you had mates who have done it before that you've been involved?
No. This is why I think I like the idea.
Yeah.
Like I've had friends with holiday houses that have said come down because they're there all the time. But no, I think, booking in advance, get it done. So you thought I was being dodgy at the bank. Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah.
I was thinking in that moment, I was like, because I was leaning into the teller and I was like, had my hands through the thing. And do you remember back in the day when you'd go to the bank?
Well, you would always, because it would fling up.
Well, did it ever fling up? Well, unless someone had a shotgun pointed at their face.
Yeah, yeah.
But I always heard like, don't put your hands over that because it's the power of a gun and it shoots the metal, glass screen up in case there was a bank robber.
Wonder if it's ever gone off accidentally.
Yeah.
That would definitely be a YouTube thing.
That was on a movie. This bank robber jumps over and they press it and it keeps trying to jam this guy up and down. It's classic what you'd think would happen, but whether that's a legit thing. Mm. Who robs banks these days?
Well, I feel like the old school, when you watch like the old crime shows, the bank robbing was actually pretty cool. Like the outrageousness that like just going from town to town in the US. It was sort of like, I wasn't even mad watching it. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, it was almost detached from this day and age.
Yeah.
Almost how we see, like, Ned Kelly or some shit.
Well, yeah. It was before that. You just can't do as much crime as you once could. Mm. There's too many cameras.
Yeah.
Like, there's too much security.
I mean, talking about crime, if you were to ever commit a crime, it would have been when you were drinking when you were younger.
Yes.
Day two of no alcohol. What resolutions have you got? What have you landed on?
Yeah, what have I landed on?
Have you written them down?
I only wrote them this morning. So definitely one's writing in the morning, which I haven't even done yet.
Mm-hmm.
But in fairness, I was writing out what I was going to do for
this year. Should we say our resolutions every single episode?
No, definitely not. I think they get a bit boring. I mean, to be honest, I actually haven't got any crazy ones.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I've got my word for the year, which we spoke of yesterday. I said I didn't have a word.
What was your word?
Well, it's either consistent or consistency. Which one should it be out of those two? Is it the same?
Consistent.
Yeah. So that's my word for the year.
Yeah.
Consistent.
Well, what I found helpful is I broke it down into daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly. And then tried to do less than five for each of them.
That's good.
So just I'll just say the daily ones. Write a daily page in this book at home. So that was like on the piece of paper. Read 50 pages of a book. Walk 1 hour straight without stopping.
God, that every day.
Yeah.
Have you done it yet?
No.
You're doing it tonight?
But we're house-sitting near Albert Park, which you keep having a go at me as... Because I think Albert Park's a bit flash.
Here's the thing. You find these things and you talk about them like... It was like when you were like walking and like you... No, it was pencils.
Oh, pencils. I love pencils.
But for a week you were talking about pencils. And so for the last week you've been talking about Albert Park like...
I'm a
like,
bit yeah, autistic. Dude,
it was built ages ago.
It's great,
it's
though.
It's been there for ages.
And, that's one thing I need to do. Send one email to someone I care about every day.
Except me. Because you've already forwarded me an email. So you can't.
Yeah.
You
can't. FYI, emails don't count. So it sounds like you got like a tiny bit of pushback on the resolution stuff.
No, not at all. No. I think for mine aren't as – I haven't written them out like that.
It's good to be specific, I feel.
Yeah. I was specific, but I've kind of – I explored more areas, mm-hmm. which I think, yeah, I'm just – I'm confident that a lot of shit's going to happen this year. It's going to be a good year, yeah. good solid building year.
You were telling me about this judging people, that like, because I asked you, I said, I've got nothing today for the podcast. And you said, nah, mate, I've got a great story.
Yeah, I do have a great story.
And we're 15 minutes in and I haven't even heard it yet. This better be the best story.
Yeah, this is how you tell the worst story by building it up. It's the best story. Well, it's like when you say, I've got a great joke.
Well, that's what I
really
actually...
Really, do you?
I realised one of the things I want to stop doing is whenever I do something funny, I always say, that was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've noticed that.
It's like, let it sit.
Yeah, if it was funny.
Yeah.
If you're awesome, you don't need to say it.
But I really enjoy. I sort of sit there. I'm like, oh, that was a good joke.
Is it the affirmation that makes you? I'm just like that.
No, it's just appreciating it. I'm just like, fuck. That actually, like, if I was watching a film right now and a character said that, I would laugh.
What about if it actually could bring the funny level down?
Well, that's 10%. What I'm actually thinking.
I think it's bringing it down.
Yeah. So I'm gonna try and not point out when I think something I said is funny.
No, from a story perspective, this is definitely not up there with the time that I shat myself on a boat.
Which,
I like that story.
I think it's a one-dimensional story. I don't think it's your best story.
Dude.
You shit your pants.
And then you overflow the toilet and then you have to stick your hand into the toilet and then you have to throw the toilet paper out the manhole and then you're paranoid that you got, that you've stunk out the toilet.
It's because really
the toilet's right next to the bar. And then you get a big cold sore on your lips, or you're already feeling insecure, and you have to go back out into the party, potentially.
Yeah, I don't know. What was the one bit of content that you had for today?
Judging people, I do it. I think we all do it.
If that's it, if that's the story.
No, because I was trying to. What I've worked out is, I try and pull back as soon as I've judged somebody. And it's not like, it's more just building a story around somebody. I wonder what that guy is.
Yeah.
And so you
say, I wonder what that guy is.
I wonder what that guy does or is. Or
yeah, sure.
What's his
deal? Work-wise and stuff, yeah.
What are they up to? What's that family?
Mm-hmm.
How did that junkie become a junkie?
Yeah.
you start looking at, so Amy and I and Bodie and Amy's sister were at this like.
Something just dropped from the ceiling. Did you see that?
No.
Anyway.
Sorry. We're at a swimming hole. In Sydney, it was like a 35 degree day, super hot. So we went there in the morning, and Bodie's playing in the water, and then I see this dad come down. He walked down this path to the swimming hole, and he walked with his baby across the swimming hole to the other side. So it's almost like they're like river beaches.
Uh-huh.
If you've ever been to them, they're like they've actually got sand, legit sand, and you can. People just take the towel there. I remember they were up in outside, like on the Murray River. They're like,
let's go to the beach.
What do you mean, mate? We're fucking 3 hours from the beach. No, the river beach.
Yeah.
And so they're great. And so this guy had this little baby that was younger than Bodie, tiny, couldn't even walk, was crawling. And he walked across and he was kind of this big stocky guy, looked like a bit of a power lifter.
Mm-hmm.
And he had sort of tats all down his leg. And then sort of all over his arms. And some of them were unfinished. It looked like he could have been just pissed and got half of it done.
Or like maybe an ex-prisoner.
Yeah. I mean, you're already judging this bloke. Yeah. You can't even see him. Yeah. But you are, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, based on what you're saying. Yeah. Well, so, you're pointing out the tattoos.
Yeah. And so what happened was I noticed him when he walked down, made all of those judgments before later on when I started even thinking more about it, because Bodie and I were walking up at the same time that he was going back to his car.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, and we had a moment, me and the guy. And this is the thing. If you've got a kid, it breaks down so many barriers, whoever you are. Like, there's something endearing about a father or a mother, someone holding a baby. It just sort of lowers the stakes for everything.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, and I sort of, Bodie, I said, hey, but, you know, I said, hello, say hi, Bodie. And the guy sort of looked at me and smiled, his big dude. And I was like, oh, he seems friendly. And I was looking at his tats as he was sort of walking ahead of me. And I was like, oh, he must be a nice guy. He gets to this car that was like this huge, big Ford F-250.
What does that mean?
They're like think about an American pickup style truck.
Yes, yeah.
Just big.
I would expect that from him.
Yeah. And his number plate was bad guy. It's like, fuck, if I could have thought and stereotyped him anymore, he just cleaned it up.
He was trying to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
But if you have bad guy on the back of your number plate, you're probably taking the piss.
Yeah.
Like, he's probably, it's a joke at that point.
I don't know. I mean, you could replace it with try hard, because he's. But I think he probably sees himself as that guy.
Yeah.
And so when we judge people, sometimes we're judging the person that they think that they are or they want to be.
Or sometimes you're trying to be ironic.
Mm.
Like, I feel like when I used to play netball for my old work, and we won a. I would always play music and stuff, and I would really like pump us all up, and we lost every single game. Anyway, we won a game, and so I blasted "We Are the Champions" by Queen. I'm fucking like going around like really excited.
Yeah, I get that.
And then someone, like one of our players, got really pissed. And like, man, that's so unsportsmanlike.
Oh, I'm like, for the other team, yeah.
Like, I'm like, what do you mean? This is fucking hilarious. We won.
I
was being a bit ironic and dumb about it.
Yeah.
But he thought that it was just like, no, you can't.
I mean,
do
this
that.
Guy's got a bit more commitment to the
game.
To the joke, if it is. He's got tattoos that are unfinished. Oh, yeah, he looks like a prisoner. And then he's got bad guys, his number plate.
Wait, so you think he's a bad guy? He's not a bad guy.
Oh, I mean, he didn't say I couldn't tell you if he's a bad guy. But the fact that sometimes when you're judging people, you could be right or not. But I think that's the thing. My initial sort of mind says it's so instant to judge people,
mm-hmm.
and then I go, "Don't be a fuckwit."
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes you might be able to get it right. And so there's a thing of like, is your gut right? Why are you judging somebody? It's what they're putting out. It's what they're advertising to the world. So maybe they're helping you with it, but then it could be a negative to not listen to that sort of thought or that judgment that you're placing on them. So it's like, when do you win?
Yeah. It's hard because sometimes, like, I guess sometimes we're just projecting.
Yeah.
John Safran a year ago did an Instagram post for the new year.
Oh, yeah.
Which made me laugh, and for whatever reason, I thought about it before the show.
Yeah.
John Safran, how would you describe him? Documentary maker, author.
He's a Louis Theroux-esque of Australia. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller fry. One of the old
smaller fry.
One of the OG Australian documentarians, I'd say.
He was on that show, the ABC show, yeah, Race Around the World.
Awesome. He's a legit OG vlogger.
Yeah.
Because that show was about him.
You should watch that and get a sense of how they were doing those things.
I'm on his series, John Safran's Race Relations, final ep. I don't know if he put me in a lot more than he needed to,
but
he cut to me quite a bit.
Doing what?
It was a scene, Reese Mitchell and I, because I was training John Safran, PTing him for the show, getting him.
Really? It was for the show?
Oh, yeah, dude. He was so committed. He lost like 8 or 9 kilos, put on muscle, was looking great. Because he got crucified on a cross and they put nails through his hands. He legit went over and he was going to be like half nude. Yeah. And he's like,
he wanted to get ready.
We're going to get ripped. And so we got him ripped.
What was his diet
chicken like? Breast and broccoli.
And he looked great.
he looked good for Johnny. Yeah, he was great. He looked great. I mean, he wasn't like bodybuilder-esque. It was pretty like...
But lean.
He got lean and he was proud of it. Okay. I was proud of him. But yeah, so this scene where it's like a final one where it, I can't remember. It's so funny. I was there. And I kind of, it's like a wedding scene. He was marrying this girl. And so we were just there as a guest of the wedding.
Yeah.
And they were filming it all.
And you're all smiley.
And we're all smiling though. It was cutting to me. But maybe he decided to put me in. I'll put this fucking larrikin in. And so, yeah. He's
good cutaways.
Yeah. He's obsessed with religion.
Yeah.
And he's very intelligent about it.
I thought you were going to say he's very Jewish.
He's very Jewish. Actually, he's not very Jewish. He's Jewish, but... Yeah, no, he's very Jewish.
He's very Jewish.
He's very Jewish.
He says, this is what he said a year ago, December 31, 2017.
Okay.
Don't forget to make all your New Year's resolutions passive-aggressive swipes at everyone else with no reflection on how you yourself could improve. I'm going with stop hanging out with emotional vampires. Sometimes I can be too generous. 2018, more me time.
Yeah, don't you think I like that.
It's such a funny resolution because I feel like, I mean, I'm not on Facebook or social media anymore, but I feel like that is a very common type of post during this time.
Oh, 100%. I've quite enjoyed it. I've deleted Facebook off my phone. I've still got it on my computer, which has just freed up some of my mind when I'm on my phone. Freed up time for Instagram, actually. No, but I just did a swipe yesterday. And let me just do it, see if I can. And see if I can find someone's declaration to the world from Facebook.
Well, it's the 2nd of Jan now, so it might be a little bit...
Well, there might be... I'm not on here much. So I'll just do... Oh, here we go. Hang on. I'll just swipe up here. Well, I won't say who it is. Well, there you go. Another year done and dusted. 2018 was a great year for me. Started in beautiful beep a location, I just won't say, with a fantastic job and great team. Then in June, amazing opportunity came up with the network for me back behind the mic where...
Say any of this without it giving away who it is?
Yeah, no. I actually don't even personally know this dude. But it's just you could it's like everyone's life story summed up in a paragraph. Bree did a nice one.
Yeah, Bree said she did a nice one.
That was nice. You didn't read it.
I didn't see,
I got a shout out. It's nice. Big media company.
Well, she started doing shout outs and then she said, oh, I didn't know when to stop. She was going to go into like family and then it started getting way too long.
Well, it got to... Big media company, me you got one. And you. Oh,
that was good. Yeah. That's nice. But the
because I can ruin her life with this business.
But there was one post that was like 2018 was a shit year.
Oh yeah, honest.
I think that's fine. Bree felt a little bit bad because she was like, oh, was I too? This other person who had a shit year was, you know, that they weren't that far off. You know, they were sort of. Close in relations. It's like, is that a bit bad that she had a good year and shit? And I'm like, no, like her mum died. So it's like, of course, it's fucking fine that she had a shit year because one day our mum's going to die and it's going to be a shit year for us.
I think the overpowering majority is people like projecting their best life or like their best bits, the highlights really. That's what social media is. One of Amy's friends was just sort of put some, this is one of the hardest, but you know, lots of lessons. And so it was a bit more philosophical. This is, Bree's had a conversation with you and still posted it.
She did it after. She posted and then afterwards reflective. The shit one came from a friend and she's like, then had empathy for, this person had a bad year.
I mean, if Seth Godin was right next to you while you're typing this out, he'd say, who's it for and what's
who's
it for?
What's it for? Because sometimes you wouldn't do any post at that point, would you?
Yeah, because you think about who is it for when you write this.
Uh-huh.
I think and Breeze was like lovely. I don't think she wasn't flaunting some life or anything like that. But you still, I mean, if you were to think about it, there's heaps of shit that if I asked myself who's it for and what's it for,
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't have done it, even stuff I have done.
I just had a search for resolution into my old Facebook because I've downloaded all my Facebook stuff. So on the Facebook file.
Let me have a look at that.
So I just like did Command F. So this is on a personal, like my documents.
Interesting.
2014 resolutions.
Okay.
There you go. Yes. So I said hashtag 2014 resolutions. Each day, hashtag walk 14,000 steps. Hashtag read 14 pages of a book uninterrupted.
Mm.
Hashtag, fuck, it was the year of the hashtag. Meditate.
You still think it's the year of the hashtag.
Yeah. Meditate for 14 minutes. Hashtag stretch for 14 minutes.
This was 4-hour work week. Big year for you. Oh, no, 4-hour body.
This was way after. 4-hour body was 2011.
No, I know, but you picked up the book again. You'd listened to the audio book.
A lot of them. Here you go. Fuck. This is great. I'm just looking at all the different times I posted about resolutions. 2013, I post about resolutions. Like, it's a very common thing. And then the only other thing is when I search for resolutions in my Facebook file, I listened a lot to Resolution by Matt Corby, which I actually don't know that song, but I'm clicking through because it gives you all that, downloads all that stuff. Super interesting. Yeah, go on.
I've just got my book here. These are some of the – I told you that Amy and I just sort of do a debrief and then write out for the next year what it is. And it's funny. It's funny reading the back. Let me – do you want me to read you 2015?
Yeah, go for it. Oh, this is fun.
Continue to network with a genuine approach.
Spit sleazy.
I've been conning people for years. Yeah. No.
How to win friends and influence people.
Make more effort to reach out to friends and people I know. Stick to daily rituals for creativity and gratitude. Have a minimum amount of personal filming and editing.
What does that mean?
Like a minimum amount that I'm going to do of my own video.
Sounded like you were going to do a minimum amount.
Yeah. Create 10 films for my YouTube channel.
Practice. What year is this?
2015. It's a long time ago.
3 years ago. Is it? Oh, is this the start? Is this 2015? So you would have done it December 2014?
Yeah.
Okay.
Practice communication and learn more about the theory of it. To better my work, networking, films and relationships. Find and create a product that I can sell online. Didn't do that. Sign with a management company that can develop my talent and skills. Start a company.
There's so many of them though. That's a lot of resolutions.
Go on. Have my own creative space. New MacBook for editing.
I think you haven't done that yet, have you?
No, I got one.
Oh, this is the one.
It got stolen, bought another one. So it was great. Put together a website, social media, schedule more posts.
Schedule more posts.
It's so funny. What is great is that you go on and
Facebook more is 2010s.
Then you go the debrief of 2015 after it.
Yeah.
Moved to Sydney into a great spot in Bondi. Built great relationships in Sydney Network.
Do you connect them to the resolutions or not really?
Well, see, this is the thing. These were more just like putting it out there and I didn't look at them over the years.
Uh-huh.
But hosted a TV show and started a business. I look at the stuff around the production stuff, surfed more, built a life with Amy, moved to Melbourne with Amy, amazing place. Yeah, and so like as you go on, it is nice to see it's what you've actually done. Yeah.
2016, you got coloured textures.
Yeah, it got a bit fancy, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then, I think it is great.
Yeah. And it's so interesting. My big thing is keeping the one book. I've got a page a day.
Yeah.
And just holding on to that. And I start so many books, exercise books. I start writing in them and then I like lose them and then I start another one.
You can't remember which one.
No. Well, I've just got like book and then I'll find them and I'm like, this is from 4 months ago. I don't want to start writing in it now. It's got this big gap.
I think you're right saying you need something that you actually use each day.
Yeah. And so I've been specific of saying I'm doing it at home and I'm just keeping the book there.
Mm. So you're basically going computer free.
Yeah.
Moving off your computer, doing most of your writing by hand.
Well, I just need to.
Is that a pushback? Are you pushing back?
Nah, I'm not pushing back.
On the technology?
Nah. I'm just, I need to get back into Asana because that's what we're using for all of our. Because I started writing out a list today. I'm like, oh, fuck, better put this in Asana.
Yeah. It's just the commitment to like using one thing.
Yeah. It's a daily talk show, everyone. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. If you want to send us an email, otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you tomorrow.